It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We've been studying in the book of John, the first chapter, and we've been reading about John the Baptist and how that he would be a witness. We also read how that the Pharisees had sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask John who he was. Well, John answered and confessed in verse 20 of John 1. He said, he denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. Well, he denied not. That doesn't mean that he didn't deny that he was not God or was not the one that they said was coming. He was simply saying, I am not the one. In verse 21, it says, and they asked him, what then art thou, Elias? Art thou Elijah? Well, he goes on to say that he was not the Christ. These Levites and priests who came from Jerusalem, they were sent by the Pharisees. Now, these people should have known about John. They should have known about Christ because he's written of, both of them were written of in the Old Testament. And I've said this before, that had they gone back and had they read Malachi chapter 3, they would have seen the foretelling, the forecoming of John the Baptist. Malachi chapter 3 talks about John the Baptist, that he would come and he would bear witness of the light of the world. Well, they said unto him, these Levites said, who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? And I said this before, that these Levites and priests, they were go-betweens. They had come to find out information for the Pharisees. He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. This is John speaking. Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. Now, I remind you, this is not John the Apostle speaking. John the Apostle was chosen of God to pin down the words. And this is John the Baptist that we're reading about now in the first chapter of John here. Verse 24 of chapter 1 goes on to say, and they which were sent were of the Pharisees, and they asked him and said unto him, why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? Well, John the Baptist was also a Levite, but he was a little different than these other Levites or priests who had come. He was one who was sold out to the Lord. He was sold out to God. He was a God-man, and God's man, I might say. Now, he was not God and man, as Jesus Christ is and was. He was simply sold out to God. He was God's man. He said, I am not the one, but he was baptizing with water. He was one who had authority to do this because, once again, he was sent from God. He was a man, but God used him in a mighty way to tell people that Jesus Christ was coming. Well, they asked him in verse 25, they asked him and said unto him, why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? Well, John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom you know not. Jesus was already around. He was already there in their midst. In other words, he was there, and they should have known who he was, but they didn't. So John told them, he's already here. John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom you know not. He it is, who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. John said, I'm not even worthy to untie his shoes. I'm not worthy. But God chose John to do a certain thing. And would to God that more people would listen to the voice of the Lord, that more people would understand they need Jesus Christ as Savior, that more people, after they have received Jesus Christ as Savior, would understand that Jesus Christ loved them so much that he gave his life. He shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. Now, we know that when we get saved, but it seems sometimes that we forget that. And we do things that we shouldn't do, and there's things that we should do that we don't do. But we need to be serving God. We need to be serving the Lord, and we shouldn't forget what a great price our Savior paid. And we shouldn't forget the great price that God our Father paid when he sent his only begotten Son to this earth to give his life for sinful man. John answered in verse 26, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom you know not. He it is whose coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. Now these things, verse 28 goes on to say, were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. Well, there's one coming now in the next few verses that the world really was waiting for. The Jewish people, they were waiting for, but they didn't realize who he was. They looked to the physical instead of the spiritual. And verse 29 goes on to say, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. John the Baptist recognized Jesus Christ. Now, I said once before that he was the cousin of Jesus. Now, you read in other scripture and in other part of the Bible where that Mary went to see Elizabeth, her cousin, and as Mary gave her salutation, she spoke to Elizabeth. Elizabeth said, as soon as you spoke, the babe in my stomach leaped. Well, that was John the Baptist. He was in the stomach of Elizabeth, and Elizabeth also recognized Mary, not only as her cousin, but the one who was carrying the Savior of the world. And I remind you once again that John the Baptist was about 6 months older than Jesus. He was born about 6 months before Jesus was born. And he, let me say this, that he may have recognized Jesus as the man, but he also recognized him as someone else. Because verse 29 says, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. He recognized him as the Savior, as the Messiah. Verse 30, this is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man, which is preferred before me, for he was before me. I remind you that, once again, John the Baptist was born about 6 months before Jesus. Well, how could he say that he was before him? How could he say that Jesus was before him if he was born before him? Well, he knew Jesus Christ was God. He knew, once again, as we go back and read other verses in chapter 1, how that Jesus Christ was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He never had a beginning. He always has been. So there, for John says, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. He knew Jesus Christ was God. Verse 31 says, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. It abode upon Jesus Christ. It came down. The Spirit came down, and it was like a dove on Jesus. Verse 33, and I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. Well, John had spoken to the Lord, and the Lord had spoken to him. God told him, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same as he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. John baptized with water. Jesus Christ would baptize with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Let me remind you that once a person gets saved, they have the Spirit of God. The Bible teaches us, and we've read this in the book of John so far, that those who receive Jesus Christ as Savior, they become the children, the sons of God. Therefore, as a son of God, the Bible says that the Spirit of God comes to dwell within me. The Bible tells me as I read other sections of Scripture that if I have not the Spirit of God, I'm none of His. So therefore, when a person gets saved, they have the Spirit of God indwelling them. And notice verse 34. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. How did he know it? Because God had revealed it to him. He said, when you see the dove lighting upon him. Now, John knew that was the Holy Spirit that had come down. And God had told him, as soon as you see that, that is going to tell you that he is the Christ, that he is the Son of God. Now, verse 35. Again, the next day after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, behold, the Lamb of God. Now, John had disciples, and there were people who followed John, and two of the disciples were there. And John said, there he is. There's Jesus. There's the one that you need to look to. Behold, the Lamb of God. We read later on that the Lamb of God taketh away the sin of the world. He is the Lamb of God. He is the one to be offered. And once again, that's the reason that we read of him, of Jesus as being the Lamb of God. The Jewish people used to offer lambs as sacrifices. And sure enough, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, would be offered later on the cross of Calvary as a sacrifice. Verse 37 says, and the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. They listened to John the Baptist. They respected John the Baptist. They knew that John the Baptist had been sent of God to bear witness of the light. That light was Jesus Christ. And these disciples knew that because John said, behold, the Lamb of God. And they followed Jesus. And verse 38, John 1 goes on to say, then Jesus turned and saw them following, the two disciples, and saith unto them, what seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say being interpreted Master, where dwellest thou? They wanted to know where Jesus was living. They wanted to know where he would lay his head down and rest, and they wanted to know about him. Verse 39, he saith unto them, come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. It was getting late, so they stayed with Jesus. And we'll see later on how these two became apostles, how that they knew that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. They knew that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. They knew that Jesus Christ was the one who could save. Do you know him today as your Savior? Have you trusted him as Lord and Savior? If not, be willing to admit that you're a sinner, that you can't save yourself. You need Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to seek and to save those who were lost. You must admit that you're lost. You're on your way to the devil's hell, and you need Jesus Christ as your Savior. Won't you bow your head now and receive him as Savior right now?
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.